From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Noe Valley.
Corona Heights.
Western Edition.
I live in North Oakland, right by MacArthur BART Station.
Coming up...
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. P, 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 P. P, 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 P.
Hello, hello, hello. No alphabet for me.
The hosts of NPR's Radiolab, Jad Abumrad, and Robert Krulwich ponder the magic of radio storytelling.
Where there are repeats, there are repeats, there are repeats, and there are sounds, and there are stretched vowels that don't exist in the normal language, but he sort of stretches them or something. And at first, when I heard that, I thought, this is ridiculous.
Stay tuned for a special...
Audio files.
Audio.
Get it?
Files.
Like files of audio.
Audio files edition of Cross Currents.
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. P, 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 P. P, 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 P.
Fans of NPR's Radiolab will probably recognize that as Robert Krulwich.
Hello, hello, hello. No alphabet for me.
And that is Jad Abumrad, his co-host and the show's producer. Last November, KALW's Martina Castro and Seth Samuel interviewed them when they visited the Bay to make a live version of their show. Now, full disclosure here. Martina, Seth, and the rest of our Cross Currents team are full-on fans of Radiolab. Robert and Jad are two of the most innovative, daring, and brilliant storytellers on the radio today. And you don't have to take my word for it. The show recently won a Peabody Award, Jad was awarded a 2011 MacArthur Genius Grant, and Robert has an Emmy, a Polk, and a DuPont Award. So we decided to dedicate a full show to discussing how these guys do what they do. Welcome to our Radiolab edition of the Audio Files, our conversations with the most creative minds working with sound.
You hear that?
Can you hear me?
It's incredible.
This is Radiolab. I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
And today on our program, we're looking at brains and bodies and how sometimes brains and bodies can get wildly out of sync.
So that's how most episodes start, a big question, something to be explored. To set up the theme of this show, we're hearing right now, they talk to fighter pilots.
This brings us to pilots.
Okay. My name is Dan Foljam.
There were a couple of times when I thought, oh my God, just because I was scared.
During his interview with Martina and Seth, Robert reflected on the making of that episode.
One of them was something that Jad did, which was about an out-of-body experience that somebody was having in a machine. He was a pilot, and the Air Force was trying to find out when pilots black out.
They black out when flying at top speeds. Here are a couple of the pilots explaining what happens to the body when it flies that fast.
The high G-forces hurt. The skin on your face sags, your eyelids sag so low that you can't see out from under them. And you wind up tilting your head back to look out from under your own eyelids that are sagging down in front of your face.
Meanwhile, you're tensing all your leg muscles and your abdominal muscles and your arm muscles as hard as you can.
You learn to use your body to fight it. And what you do is you tense every muscle from your toes to your calves and thighs.
Push it out. Push it all the way up. All the way up. Okay.
And you take a breath.
Get the breath.
And you start to say the word hook. And you hold it for 3 seconds, and then you finish it off by finishing the K of the hook.
So these pilots, they sound like they're wrestling or fighting or something.
Hook!
And they're grunting and groaning and
hook!
Making all these hook noises.
It's like that.
Ultimately, the pilots pass out, and that's when they have these out-of-body experiences.
When I woke up, I remember just sitting there, and I'm in this little white space. I actually had no idea who I was, who am I, where I was, or what I was doing. Why am I doing this? So I'm sitting in this little white ball.
Robert said that moment was so good, it scared him.
So Jad constructed a virtual machine in which a person would be spun around and around and around, and eventually his brain would sort of separate from his body and he would start looking back at himself, and he would talk to himself while in rotation as the world spun around at a pace that was clearly unhealthy.
I realize that I'm in a little room and that I'm supposed to do something, and that one of the things I'm supposed to do is press that button. So I press the button. And at that moment, I realized, holy mackerel, I'm a pilot, I'm in an airplane, and I'm not flying it.
I actually remember that. I think I just heard it not that long ago. Is that the one when he is recreating this moment? Or is it Tim? His name is on Sestak.
I'm Tim Sestak. Holy mackerel, I'm Tim Sestak.
And he remembers being himself?
All came back to me at once, and I was okay.
Commander Sestak, Dr. Bennett, how you feeling?
Again, like I've been gone a long time.
That's Tim Sestak. He's an Air Force fighter pilot who shared his experiences with Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich for Radiolab. You're listening to a special Audiophiles edition of Cross Currents, in which our own Martina Castro and Seth Samuel spoke with Jad and Robert about the art and craft of making radio. Coming up, we'll hear about the science of storytelling and vice versa.
We had to come up with a way to make that sensible and interesting to people who we assume always aren't all that interested in science. And that's a deep thing, to come up with a bit of mathematics that has the storytelling quality of a Walt Disney or a Hans Christian Andersen.
More from the men of Radiolab after a short break. I'm Holly Kernan, and we'll return to our Radiolab edition in just a moment, but I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce you to our sound engineers, the magicians who make Cross Currents sound so beautiful every day, Chris Hoff.
Hello.
And Seth Samuel.
Hi there.
So Chris and Seth are here to kind of pull back the curtain on sound design at Cross Currents and KALW and to give us a little bit of your kind of secrets of the trade. Why don't we start with you, Chris?
Radiolab usually has about a month to do these things, and if we're doing it every day, it makes our job just a little bit more difficult in terms of how intricate and how good-sounding a thing we can make. It seems to me that I know that Seth has an example of really good sound design that I actually want to listen to in just a second, but generally on Cross Currents, we are using sounds that our reporters gather in the field. We're not putting together... In that thing about the pilots, they were you could hear all these crazy sort of whooshing sounds in the background, and those aren't, you know, sound that they got in the airplane. Like Robert Krulwich didn't go and sort of get that sound. They made that sort of afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do that a lot less of the time. Like ours is a little bit more real in that respect.
And you're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. You just heard from Chris Hoff, one of our amazing engineers and sound designers. We've also got Seth Samuel here. And we're about to go back to our Radiolab edition, but we're going to play a couple of Cross Currents clips. In the meantime, you may have heard that we're in our membership drive to raise $100,000 for KALW to just pay all of the bills and to keep bringing you extraordinary radio, like Radiolab, like Cross Currents, like all of the programs that you enjoy. We now have volunteers from the Cross Currents newsroom in the phone room that they're going to answer if you call 1-800-525-9917. Can you give out that number again, Seth?
It's 1-800-525-9917.
And Chris, in case they didn't hear it, what's the number?
It's 1-800-525-9917.
So Cross Currents team members are standing by. I don't know whether they're standing or sitting. Let me look. Okay, they're doing both.
Well, one guy's lying.
Wait, get him up off the ground. Okay, 1-800-525-9917. Contribute what you can. That's what makes this station so great, is that it is listener supported. And one thing about KALW that's different than most stations around the whole country is that we get the vast majority of our funding directly from our members. So you can take a moment right now and go to 1-800-525-9917. Or if you really like to do it online, you can go to kalw.org. Again, the web address?
www.kalw.org.
And I'm Holly Kernan. You're listening to KALW Cross Currents. And Seth, you're going to play something for us right now. Tell us what you're going to play.
Well, I want to play a clip that I co-produced with my sister Molly. We reported on the Contemporary Jewish Museum's exhibit on Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a historical story, more or less, because it's about his life and some of his performances. And I wanted to have what one of his performances would have sounded like. So we had to kind of be creative.
You had to be very creative, because it wasn't like you could go out and interview Houdini, obviously.
And I also didn't have a straitjacket at my disposal, so I had to kind of invent what a straitjacket sounded like.
That surprises me that you don't have a straitjacket at your disposal, knowing you so well.
Well, not here at the station, I don't.
And this is also a good example of what we can do when we do have a little bit more time on stories. I know Seth had a little bit of time on this, and he really put in just a really strong effort.
Thanks,
I think
Chris.
It sounds great.
Let's hear it.
The straitjacket escape. Houdini is strapped into a regulation straitjacket. His arms are firmly crossed across his chest, and the straitjacket's long sleeves are buckled shut at the ends and tied tightly behind his back. He's hoisted up by his ankles and hung upside down from a building. He squares his shoulders.
And then the wriggling starts.
He's got to get one of his arms above his head.
He accomplishes that somehow, and now his arms are free somehow, but his hands aren't. They're still buckled in their sleeves.
So he unbuckles them with his teeth.
His hands now free, Houdini takes off the straitjacket just as easily as a raincoat.
You just heard an excerpt from one of our Cross Currents reports on Houdini and the exhibit that was at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. It was produced by our own Seth Samuel and his sister, Molly Samuel. And Seth is here with us in studio in this special edition of Cross Currents. Seth, talk to us a little bit about crafting that Houdini piece.
Well, though I asked them very politely if I could take home Houdini's straitjacket, the museum officials said, absolutely not. So I had to create the sound of that straitjacket with just, you know, sounds that I had. And turns out that a leather jacket works pretty well.
To kind of give you that sense and take you there.
Exactly.
And so, and that's one of the things that we really try to do here on Cross Currents. That's one of our premises, is to take you places so that if you don't have a chance to see the Houdini exhibit, you can hear about it, and it's as if you had gone. And we're about to go back to our Radiolab edition, but we're reminding you that this is a partnership that we partner with you, our listeners, to make all of the radio that you hear on KALW. If you appreciate that and the fact that we are not we're only taking seconds out of programming to bring you these pledge drives, give us a call right now. 1-800-525-9917. Chris, what's the number?
That's 1-800-525-9917.
And you can pledge whatever works for your budget. But if you are a supporter of KALW, give us a call right now and let us know that you are and that you appreciate these very short, little, tiny, non-interrupting pledge drives that are just taking the interstitials that are already in the program. You can call us at 1-800-525-9917.
Or you can go to kalw.org. That's pronounced Calworg.
Thank you, Seth, for that. We do appreciate that. And the Cross Currents team members are there to answer your call and talk to you and chat with you. So please give us a call right now, 1-800-525-9917. And now let's go back to our special edition on Radiolab. Welcome back to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Today, we're sharing the stage with some of our favorite audio producers, Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, the men behind NPR's Radiolab. KALW's Seth Samuel and Martina Castro spoke with them when they were in town to produce a live show. We'll get back to their conversation with Robert talking about inspiration.
Sometimes there's just deep acts of imagination. Other times, it's like something that's just technically difficult to explain. In the show we called The Good Show, we had to explain the mathematical formula, which happens to be the way the scientists worked it out, trying to explain a very simple thing. Why would a creature who was competing for food and livelihood and space and sunshine, why would it help another? And the answer to that, because this is in a Darwinian world, it's a sort of dog-eat-dog, blood-and-claw sort of world, how would you explain, if you want to describe the world in an evolutionary model, how do you explain acts of cooperation and kindness and love? And the answer was mathematical, unfortunately. So we had to come up with a way to make that sensible and interesting to people who we assume always aren't all that interested in science. And that's a deep thing, to come up with a bit of mathematics that has the storytelling quality of a Walt Disney or a Hans Christian Andersen.
So what did you do?
Well, you should play it if you want to know. But what we did was we
You're like, I can't quite remember what it was.
I remember it.
It was great, but
It involved me and my sister.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And she was drowning, and I could either rescue her, or I could rescue instead a certain number of cousins, or I could... But the question was, is how could my genes, if my genes were thinking about it, how could my genes make sure that they weren't snuffed?
Here is an excerpt from a Radiolab episode called The Good Show.
So we called up Carl Zimmer, who's a journalist we have on the show quite often, who writes a lot about evolution. And he told us that in the 1960s, just as George Price was starting to ask these questions, some scientists came up with a new way of thinking about altruism, a thought experiment, which he ran us through.
Okay, so Robert,
yeah.
Do you have siblings?
I have a sister.
Okay, you have a sister.
Sarah.
Okay, let's just imagine that you guys are like home from college, say.
Okay.
And there's a flood at the Crawlwitch Manor. And... the water's flooding around, and you can see that your sister is about to die. If you save your sister's life and you die in the process, your genes, Robert Krulwich's genes, are gone.
Yep.
Right. This is the problem.
Yes. But you and your sister have the same parents.
Yes.
Okay. So your sister has 50% of your genes.
So... Okay? If I rescue her, then half my genes survive?
Right, 50% move on.
Ah.
Now, if you had a sister and a brother, and you saved them both, they'd each have 50%.
So it's a wash.
And
it's
so it's wash. Effectively, it's like saving Robert Krulwich in his entirety.
Mathematically speaking,
right.
Can you do this with cousins?
Yeah, actually. If you step it back to cousins...
What percentage? That's a quarter in the case of the first cousins? That is...
It's an eighth.
So
I have to have
eight cousins.
First cousins to equal my full genome.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have that many?
I have 32 third cousins, and that's why I always round them up at a rodeo every year.
And you place them all together
You guys stay here in case something happens to me.
But here's what I don't get. Like, how does this actually operate? Like, Robert's not going to sit there while the manor is flooding and be like, well, let's see. I have a cousin that's an eighth and a second cousin that's a 32nd.
No, so you understand. The math has already been done. The math has been done by evolution on genes, and those are the genes you got.
Oh, so you're saying that that evolution has turned the math into an instinct.
Yeah, you got it.
You just heard an excerpt from NPR's Radiolab. And this is a special audio files edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. KALW's Martina Castro and Seth Samuel interviewed Radiolab's hosts, Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, about how they make their show. Jad told them he wants it to always feel like the conversations he used to have with Robert long before the show existed.
You know, when it gets really confusing and we don't know what we're doing with these stories... the thing that we always go back to is the memory of us having breakfast at this particular place on 66 and Broadway, because the show should sound like a very elaborate, surreal version of that breakfast. And so for me, that's the anchor, and it's the thing we constantly come back to.
Yeah, it comes back with a confession of who we are. Like, you know, we're not informed. We're just wondering. Mm-hmm. So we ended up just thinking, okay, we are what we are. So let's just say so. And there are certain benefits to that, because a lot of people find themselves in their lives wondering a little bit, but you don't have a chance to go talk to the people who know these things, like origins or the ultimate finality of stuff or cells or whatever. So we're like those guys. We're everybody's one of those guys, like the part of you that can go walking in and just say, so what did you just say? And it's not embarrassing, because we're beyond embarrassment.
You know what I would love for the show to sound like is what exactly what he's describing. Like we're one of these. Like how many times when you're crossing the street do you have a fleeting thought? Like I wonder why does time feel so slow right now? And you have these thoughts, right? But then you've got to get to work and you forget it in a second. Yeah. I love the idea that we're these two idiots who have those same thoughts, but then a thought bubble pops out. And then there are people of physicists, and I will tell you why time slows down. Yeah. And somehow we can create a...
And then you say, you're a physicist? Come on, you don't look like a physicist. That sort of thing.
But it is ultimately, I mean, we're trying to just model the way that most people move through the world, bumping into things, getting interested, getting a little scared at times, getting a little angry at other times. We're not trying to preside over anyone because we actually don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's
which is the point. On the other hand, there are people who listen to this and think, what's going on? They don't like it for the very reasons we like it. Mm-hmm. So they want an articulate, well-considered, prepared, easy to get, tightly wrapped explanation. And they don't want people talking over each other and carrying on and giggling and interrupting each other. They don't want that. And so we get a constant sort of churn of, what's wrong with you? Why can't you be what they would call normal? And the answer to that is that, at least from where I sit, is that really normal is the bumbling, full of excitement. A good listener would jump on top of the conversation. A good talker would yell if he couldn't be heard. And everybody makes and noises. So those are noises that are impermissible.
Well, yeah, you do.
You burp all the time. I don't know if we've actually included
I like the idea that we make
burp.
Those noises a bit.
So those are things that real people do, so we just include them. That's all.
How do you start putting sound to things that don't have sound? In your head, what goes ding, that's right, that's what a firefly sounds like. Or ding, yeah, that's what fear or lack of sleep or lying or, you know?
He's really thought this one through.
I have?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. How did I come up with the sounds? Well, it's like I think of it as these stories are like little ships floating on the ocean, and the ocean is the sound in some sense. And all the good stuff, all the stuff that's like hard to put into words, but the physical stuff is somehow deep below. And so I feel like the sounds are somehow trying to plumb the depths of the story that can only really be on the surface. And so it's hard to answer like where the sounds come from. I mean, these stories have within them moods and feelings and energies and that are hopefully very basic and primal. And so the sounds sometimes are trying to embody that stuff. For me, it's always about like, particularly when we're doing these stories that are all about explaining stuff, and you're like, here's how this works. And that can feel very much like a cerebral exercise. But what I want from every story is I want it to feel in my chest in some way. I want it to be like a body thing, as weird as that sounds. And so I want everything to be embodied somehow. So the sound is somehow trying to make it from an explanation into something more fluid and about motion. So you're looking for sounds that somehow fill the idea without having to explain the idea. And in terms of the sounds I choose, when we're trying to explain stuff, I mean, a lot of it's punctuational. You know, it's sort of like, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, comma. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
and the silences
ba-dum, ba-dum.
Are really big, yeah. And very important and very rare in broadcasting, particularly in extended silence.
Yeah, so it's a lot of it is about, okay, so here's the story we've got. It's got to move like this, and then it's got to rest. Okay, so the sound will make it rest. And then here's the chapters are going, and then you want a page turn. So you go to the next chapter. The music can do that, you know. So a lot of it isn't so much about, like, feeling the emotion. It's more it's about metering out the experience.
We also have a level of voice of conversational music. Like, he'll give me conversational direction, like, you know, literally, you know, more pizzicato, more beats, more. So we you know, and we both do that. Like, say, I think we just need, so I'll sit there sometimes and just go.
No.
No. You always say no.
No.
Then I have
not
to do it.
That. That's crazy. That's just,
and I also go.
That's
and
crazy
I also do
talk.
Lots of little beats. And he's lying if he says I don't
no,
do
it. No, you don't do it on command. Here's what ends up happening. Okay, let me tell you what actually happens.
Okay.
So Robert and I do a...
That's what actually happens. But go ahead. No, tell
Robert
me
Robert and
lie.
I do a lot. No, this is the truth. This is right now, starting from now, until I stop talking, will be the truth.
Beep.
What ends up happening is that we do a lot of improvisation, okay? So we kind like you kind of know the story, right? You're like, okay, Jack and Jill went up the hill. They got a pail of water. Something happened. I forget what. And then the crown. There was a crown thing that happened, right? So you sort of know it.
An injury.
Yeah, there was an injury of some kind. So then you're like, okay, so let's just improvise on that. So Jack and Jill went up the hill. Did they skip up the hill? Did they run up the hill? And so you start to fill it out, and you're going back and forth. That ends up being like an hour of tape. And so what we end up doing is that, I mean, you know this from editing. You cut all your sound up, and they end in these little chunks on the computer. Then you zoom out, and you see that they look like notes. They look like musical notes, you know, when you can't see the waveforms. And I just take that to the extreme, you know, like, let's play with these voices as if they are musical notes.
Beep.
Let's push them around, and let's have them kind of make these little staccato bursts, and then you have kind of a cadence. And then you have something like counterpoint where you've got four things kind of going up and down and they're sort of bobbing and weaving between them.
Beep, beep.
It's a musical event in some sense. So I will take his little noises that happened like that. I'll take that. And then you just kind of, you just find a place for it. Right there. Oh, there it goes. Put it right in there. And it feels musical. I don't have you perform your coughs. I would feel dirty if that were the case.
Maybe
that feels
right.
Wrong.
Maybe
you know?
He's right. I don't
but
know.
But it's culled from genuine moments in the studio that we then kind of assemble and organize. And
there's a grammar of it that is just strange. So it's not often strictly speaking English. Like a repeat. Like if I say here are my glasses. I just said it louder, distorting. So that sounded like we were paying attention to glasses. But I could say. Not that I would, but sometimes after the fact, it comes out, here's my glasses, or here's my glasses, or maybe the consonant sound is increased somehow. And there are no words, there's no word like glasses, and maybe he doesn't actually do that, but it gets close sometimes, where there are repeats, and there are sounds, and there are stretched vowels that don't exist in the normal language, but he sort of stretches them or something. And at first when I heard that, I thought, like, this is ridiculous. But then my kids, this was the crucial moment. My kids had grown rather indifferent to my performance in everything. And then Jad began cutting me. And then all of a sudden, my son and my daughter started paying attention. I resented it, of course. But on the other hand, I know which side my bread is buttered. I want them to pay attention. So I said, all right, if he can do it, then... bleep him, but I'll take the, you know, and that's been a very good working proposition. If you're getting older and you want to stay in the game, and some schmoo comes around who can go glick and it works, then you just put in the glick, that's all. Glick, that's all.
That's Robert Krulwich and Jad Abumrad, the men who make Radiolab. You're listening to a special audiophiles edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. Coming up, we'll hear how sound production shapes what you hear.
Sound is kind of touch at a distance.
The breakdown of sound from MacArthur Grant Genius Award winner Jad Abumrad. That's next. I'm Holly Kernan, and you're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. We're going to take a quick break from our Radiolab edition to bring you a little bit of the information about how Cross Currents is put together. We have our sound engineers here. Actually, we've been talking about kids and young people being brought into public radio through shows like Radiolab. Well, I've got a couple of young people right here in the studio with me. Mr. Chris Hoff.
Hello.
And Mr. Seth Samuel.
Hello.
And they are our sound designers, our engineers extraordinaire here at Cross Currents and KALW. They're responsible for a lot of the beautiful sound that you hear on Cross Currents. Chris Hoff, talk to us.
I mean, there's something really nice about working here, I'll have to say. There's something about KALW and you, Holly, and Cross Currents in general, where I feel like Seth and I are given such freedom to do not everything that we want, but whenever we have an idea, we're totally encouraged to do it. Just for example, about 4 months ago, we had this new segment called Radical Ideas. And this segment is something where somebody puts forth this crazy idea.
Like legalize marijuana or let's create an internet or, yeah.
Right, just something, right, something sort of out there. And then on the day of, I remember me, Ben, and Seth got together and we're saying, oh man, we got to create some little sting, some little bumper for this thing. You know,
and he's referring to Ben Trefney, our executive editor. Go on.
Yes. And so within like an hour, I constructed this bumper, as we call it, this 10-second little thing, and I just want to play it really fast.
And now for something completely different.
First of all, think outside the box.
I got the idea when I noticed the refrigerator was cold.
Good idea.
The guy who invented Pringles packaging thought outside the box and made a fortune.
That's a pretty good idea.
He had this crazy idea about breeding pine trees.
Isn't that beautiful? That can happen to anyone.
That was made in about a half an hour on the day that the first time that it was aired. And, you know, basically it was like the first attempt. I thought it came out really well and we just went with that. And, you know, I'm allowed to do something like that on the show. And I know Seth is allowed to do that also. Like, there's this type of freedom with Cross Currents and a KLW that is just really nice.
That's the bumper that you hear before a Radical Ideas segment here on Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan here with Chris Hoff, one of our sound engineers, and Seth Samuel, another sound engineer. And they're telling us about sound design as we listen to this Radiolab edition of Cross Currents. We're really talking about audio files and creating sounds that paint pictures for you, the listeners. And I wanted to take just a moment to remind everybody that we are in our membership campaign, and KLW is unique and special and able to be growing right now thanks to the support of listeners like you. And you can call right now and talk to somebody from the Cross Currents team by calling 1-800-525-9917. What's the number, Seth?
1-800-525-9917.
And so you can get a real live human on the phone when you call
1-800-525-9917.
And if you don't feel like talking to a human being right now, you can go to KALW.org and click on Donate Now. Or you can call right now and talk to somebody from the Cross Currents team, 1-800-525-9917. And I'm Holly Kernan here with Seth Samuel and Chris Hoff, and we're talking about sound design and our love for this medium, for radio. So, Seth, tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
I wanted to talk about the werewolf story that we aired last week, the Stephen Short special. So in the script, it says, insert funny movie clip here.
That's right. So oftentimes we'll do that and just let these guys go wild with their imaginations and their sound libraries. So let's listen to a piece of audio from the werewolf story from last week.
In Berkeley, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.
Lycanthropos, the werewolf in story and song, will be performed Sunday evening at St. Albans Episcopal Church in Albany, starting at 7 p.m. A link to this and all our stories can be found at KALW.org.
Look, Scott, werewolves are people just like anyone else. Being what we are is not without its problems, but it's not all bad either.
Tell me about it.
Well, for one thing, you're going to be able to do a lot of things the other guys aren't.
Oh, like chase cars? And bite the mailman?
You've been listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. The team includes...
So that was Michael J. Fox from Teen Wolf, a classic. And the music is from The Thing.
So Seth engineered the show that day, and then what happens is I'll come in at the end of the day and check all his work, so to speak. I'll kind of proofread it. And that's what we do every day. Either I'm checking Seth's work or Seth is checking my work. And that also happened with the Radical Idea bumper we heard a few minutes ago. We're really this type of collaboration between Seth and me. It totally enhances our work in the end. We're both really contributing to the overall sound of the show.
And Chris was talking a little bit about the freedom, the sort of creative freedom that we have here at Cross Currents, and that's actually one of our philosophies. Obviously, we adhere to very strict journalistic standards, but we really try and let our reporters get creative with the way that they tell stories, and really we're adherents of an organic philosophy of journalism, of really going out into communities and letting stories bubble up that way. That's the way that we try and tell stories. But we also really encourage people to take risks and be creative, and then, you know, we'll pull you in off the edge if you're about to drop off. But that's kind of a philosophy here.
Also, in terms of this freedom, we'll have like an hour or two before the show has to be on the shelf. And there's a lot of sound maybe that we don't have yet for a certain clip. I know oftentimes we'll pull in volunteers from our newsroom, for example, to read parts from a newspaper. Let's say there's a part in the story where somebody's reading an old newspaper excerpt. We these things are done really fast and really much on the fly, and we'll just grab whoever we want and sort of put some crazy effect on it to make it sound like some old-timey thing, like it's from the 1920s, if the story's taking place in the 1920s.
Can we hear something like that?
Actually, that happened this morning in the Billboard. You heard our little audio files thing.
Yeah. Stay tuned for a special
audio files.
Audio. Get it? Files.
Like files of audio.
Audio files edition of Cross Currents.
That was recorded like a couple hours ago.
Well, and that's a really big difference between Cross Currents and something like Radiolab. As we mentioned earlier, Radiolab gets about a month to put together every single edition. We have a few hours each day to put together Cross Currents for you and make it sound good. And, you know, for a daily show on a pretty small budget, we do a pretty good job. And we were just talking about freedom. Well, one of the things that is unique about public radio is you have the freedom to listen anytime you want, and you have the freedom to either become a member or not. And we're inviting you right now to become a member of KALW and choose to donate at whatever fits your budget. Lots of people donate $100. If that works for you, that's great. If you want to donate less, that's also fine. If you have $1,000 that you want to donate to KALW, we will put it to good use. What's the number, Seth?
1-800-525-9917.
And Chris, can you give out that number one more time?
1-800-525-9917.
Cross Currents volunteers are standing by right now, sitting by, waiting for your call. 1-800-525-9917. We're going to go back to the Radiolab edition of Cross Currents right now, which is all about sound design and the craft of radio. But you can call us at 1-800-525-9917, and you can pledge whatever amount works for your budget. You can also go online if you don't feel like talking to somebody right now. You can go to kalw.org and click on Donate Now. Donate whatever works for your budget, but do it right now as we go back and listen to Radiolab.
You're listening to Radiolab.
Actually, this is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan, and today we are discussing all things Radiolab
from NPR,
our sister science show that explores some pretty big questions about how things work in the world. KALW's Martina Castro and Seth Samuel sat down with Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, hosts of Radiolab, to talk about how they make their creative and innovative show. Now we're going to play another clip for you. This one recorded in front of an Apple store in New York. Robert and Jad broke down their audio production process in front of a live audience. It all started with this clip.
Sound is kind of touch at a distance.
That phrase inspired the sound production that went into this explanation of what's happening in your ear as you hear something. It's from Radiolab's musical language show.
More like touch.
It's just waves of vibrating air. It's just your voice.
Touch at a distance.
Beginning your voice box compresses air, and that air travels through space and time into my ear. A little tunnel. Waves of diffuse vibrating air focused and channeled into my eardrum, which vibrates a few very small bones. And the little bones transmit the vibration into this salty sea where the hairs are. And the hair cells are fascinating. The hair cells become active when they are literally bent by a wave. They bend like trees in a breeze. And when these hair cells bend, charged molecules flood inwards and activate the cell.
So the sound triggers the bones disturbs the fluid rocks the hairs.
Yes.
And then the hairs set off essentially electricity?
Yes.
Huh.
That's the language of neurons.
All those changes from waves to bones to electricity, all those things were a trip on their way to being heard. It's only when the electricity finally forms a pattern in your brain, only when it's deep inside, that's when you hear something.
It feels to me more like touch. Sound is kind of touch at a distance.
Here are Robert Krulwich and Jad Abumrad in front of a live audience explaining how Jad produced that clip.
Now, I don't exactly know how he did that. And I don't exactly know, you know, I mean, at the time.
Well, should I jump in?
I wonder if you could just break it down.
Sure. Yeah. When you open up sound in a sound editor, it looks kind of like that. So you see that each of the words...
Okay, I'm going to interrupt here just to tell you visually what happened next. I took that scrap of sound that we just heard, sound is like touch at a distance, and I opened it in a sound editor, and it popped up on the big screen behind me. And what the audience saw was the waveform of that sentence. And a waveform... it looks kind of like a mountain range. Each little piece of sound is like a peak or a valley, and if it's a sharp consonant, it's a sharp peak. If it's a vowel, it's broad. And I demonstrated to people how you can literally grab these little mountains, these little hills of sound, and stretch them. For instance, if you took the ch from touch, just the ch, and you grabbed it and stretched it, it would sound something like this. Ch.
So that's ch extended over a long period of time.
Yeah, and you hear how it sounds, starts to sound a little bit like wind?
Yeah.
So that plus, let's take the breath that you were just pointing to.
Yes.
And let's do the same sort of, you know, smearing of that moment combined with the other thing, and you get something like this.
That's built from Anne Fernald's voice.
From
nothing
her breath,
added, nothing extra.
From her breath and her ch.
Yeah.
Now let's take the t of touch.
Yeah.
And just use that, the little grains of sound that are in the t, and then stutter those, and you get something like this. So there you've got wind. You've got a nice, low, sort of gravelly, watery thing going on. You've got the tr, which is the sound of the hairs bending in the ears, perhaps. And then you've got...
You built the whole thing out of her sentence?
With almost a few exceptions. With the bones, except for the bones, except for some splishy, splashy water. The entire journey of sound, which you heard a moment ago, and we'll play it again, is built entirely of that sentence. Completely and totally from the syllables.
The bones, I know, were extra, right? From
the
sound effects
extra,
records?
I couldn't figure out how to do that. It was just...
Wow.
It was just that. There's one last thing. The electricity.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wonder. That is the hard S on distance. Kind of have to use your imagination, but that run through many distortion filters and the volume jacked up becomes this.
Really?
Yeah.
Because in a I don't hear any k or k. I just hear s.
Well, if you can imagine that little peak there at the very end being a much more pointy and taller peak, and then running it through basically the same kind of distortion pedals.
I'd like for everybody to listen again to the exact same thing, now that you know that the entire thing was a manufacture from the raw material of just one sentence. Let's just hear it one more time, and then we'll move on. But realize that this is just basically a reassembly from the raw stuff.
More like touch.
It's just waves of vibrating air. It's just your voice.
Touch at a distance.
Beginning your voice box compresses air, and that air travels through space and time into my ear. A little tunnel. Waves of diffuse vibrating air focused and channeled into my eardrum, which vibrates a few very small bones. And the little bones transmit the vibration into this salty sea where the hairs are. And the hair cells are fascinating. The hair cells become active when they are literally bent by a wave. They bend like trees in a breeze. And when these hair cells bend, charged molecules flood inwards and activate the cell.
So the sound triggers the bones disturbs the fluid rocks the hairs.
Yes.
And then the hairs set off essentially electricity?
Yes.
Huh.
That's the language of neurons.
All those changes from waves to bones to electricity, all those things were a trip on their way to being heard. It's only when the electricity finally forms a pattern in your brain, only when it's deep inside, that's when you hear something.
It feels to me more like touch. Sound is kind of touch at a distance.
That That's Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, hosts of NPR's Radio Lab at an Apple store in New York, describing the sound production that goes into making their show. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. We'll return now to Robert and Jad's conversation with KALW's Martina Castro and Seth Samuel. We've heard where public radio is, but Martina wanted to know
where you think public radio could go that it's not going.
Well, I think the levels of emotion that are available to someone who wants to work in sound are pretty deep, and they involve music, and they involve voice, and they involve sound of just washes of sound and colors and things like that. They also seem to splay very quickly into images. You either paint them in your head or you can paint them on a screen. And for public radio, I think that public radio probably in the next 30 years should become public radio and public things to look at and public things to put on stages and public things to mail and exchange and public things to play with and toys. And that the boundaries between let's do sound, you do vision, you do design, you know, that those boundaries might just melt away. And that public broadcasting, like the machines we use to listen and watch, will become a borderless, open architectured place where all of these different talents will be on display, just depending on the mood you're in and what the subject asks of you. And people will no longer turn to hear just sound, or just they will go bouncing back and forth, and so will the people who make it.
It's hard for me to know where radio is going to go, because all the 20-year-old kids that I know don't own them anymore. So maybe it's all about podcasting. Maybe it's smartphones. I don't really know. Where I hope public radio goes, assuming radio continues to exist, is I hope that public radio broadens its spectrum of emotion. I mean, right now, the band of emotion that you get on public radio is very narrow. It's very kind of modulated, civil, sensible ways of talking about things. And I think maybe if to some small degree we represent a different beat. You know, we represent moods that somehow aren't comfortably fitting onto public radio. And I hope public radio continues to expand, where you get more arguments, you get more sighs, you get more roars, you get more different flavors of life.
That's Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, hosts of NPR's Radio Lab. Go to KALW.org to find out when you can hear it on KALW. And you can always find it at radiolab.org.
That's what actually happened.
And that's it for today's special audiophiles edition of Cross Currents. The team includes Hana Baba, Julie Kane, Audrey Dilling, Chris Hoff, Casey Miner, Erica Moo, Rena Palta, and Stephen Short.
Hey, this is Jad, leaving a message for Martina Castro. This is the credits that you requested. Sorry, this is so late. Okay, here it goes. 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Jad Abumrad. This show was produced by Martina Castro and engineered by Seth Samuel. Let me start again. Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad. This show is produced by Martina Castro and engineered by Seth Samuel. Ben Trefney is KALW's executive director.
Jad, it's actually executive editor. Thanks.
Holly Kernan is the news director. And thank you. We are
listener-supported radio. Thanks for listening. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly Kernan. And I'm here with our audio engineers, Chris Hoff and Seth Samuel. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
And we're here to talk a little bit more about the craft of Cross Currents, frankly, with the guys who make the magic happen.
Well, before we go on, I don't know about you. I'm a little sick of this music, actually. Can we get rid of it, please, Seth?
Yeah, I guess. Actually, no. I think we should bring the music back. I liked it. Now, let's lose it now.
All right, so there you've got a little bit of an illustration of their craft. So talk to us about how you choose the music that you choose.
Well, we have to choose very carefully. It's not just any piece of music. Let's just throw some hip-hop under this part. It has to, if it's not improving what you're hearing, then there's no point for it to be there at all.
And you also don't want to be manipulating your audience, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, at Cross Currents, we do mostly hard, serious news stories. And if you're using music there's a big danger that you could make something too light or make a very serious topic become just too light. There was an example just last week when we did that larger egg donors doc, this whole documentary about egg donation, and there's a big danger that you can make somebody feel a certain way that they really shouldn't be. Things can become too melodramatic, and I just want to play a clip here where I thought the music was working in a way that was very neutral. It added to it, but it wasn't making the listener feel like they had to have a certain emotion. And this was in the part of the documentary when people were writing letters to the egg donor telling them how happy they were that she had given them their eggs. And it was a whole montage of different people writing letters.
Dear Angela, I've been thinking of you often recently as we get closer to the egg retrieval and hoping you're getting through the final phase without too much discomfort.
Hi, Angela. We just want you to know that for us, family has and always will be everything that is important in the world.
Hello, Angela. I'm very glad to meet you and your genes. When I was your age, I never imagined I would have a child in this manner. But here we are, and thank you for being interested in helping me realize a lifelong dream.
There have been so many starts and stops, so many disappointments.
For some reason, I did not find a man to love, to share my dreams, and be the father of my children.
We cannot really thank you enough for what you're doing.
All the tests, the shots, bloating, etc.
You seem to be a kind, thoughtful, beautiful, smart, healthy woman.
I don't know if I would have been able to do what you're doing when I was your age.
I'm glad you decided to be an egg donor, and I look forward to seeing where this process takes us.
And that's from a documentary that we ran last week about the human egg donation industry. And we're talking with our Cross Current sound engineers, Chris Hoff and Seth Samuel. And we're going to take a moment to remind you that this is a partnership and that we're in our membership drive. We are trying to raise $100,000 without interrupting programming. And you can help us do that right now by calling 1-800-525-9917.
Or you can visit our website. It's www.kalw.org.
And Chris, can you give out the phone number one more time?
That's 1-800-525-9917.
And we have the whole room of volunteers from the Cross Currents newsroom are waiting to take your call and hear what you like, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. 1-800-525-9917. Or you can go to the website, which is kalw.org. It's a very easy way to make your donation to local public radio. Remember, we're local and we're doing actually more as other media is shrinking. We're actually able to do more and more and expand our service to our listeners. And it's thanks to your membership donations. So give us a call at 1-800-525-9917 or you can go online. Seth?
KALW.org.
And you're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan, and I'm here with our audio engineers in this special audiophiles edition of Cross Currents. We've got Chris Hoff and Seth Samuel here, and they're talking about the craft of the show, and we're playing a few clips from it, and they're talking about how they do the sound design. And I want to also remind everybody that we just heard from the Radiolab geniuses, and they have about a full month to put and a big team to put together one show. We have to put together a show every single day on a shoestring budget. So how do we do it, Chris? He's pulling his hair out as we speak.
I don't really even know how we do it all the time, to be honest.
Sometimes we barely get on the air, by the way.
I mean, obviously our team is really good. It's not just the engineers, but we have a great team all around. I mean, as far as us getting a half hour onto the air every day, as far as Seth and I actually making a half an hour of audio every day, I mean, it really is just, I think, a really tight sort of partnership between us. I think we understand each other quite well. We know we have certain conventions that Seth and I like to use. For example, we use lots of, say, news clips from other sources in our show. I'm sure people who listen have heard that. And there are things that we do to that to spice it up and to make people know that a news clip is coming up. Let's just take a quick listen to one right now.
They say come back.
We say fight back.
Or we might do something like this.
The truth is, there is no silver bullet that can bring down gas prices right away.
And I think Seth and I mean, he can speak for himself, but I think Seth and I really have a good, just tight understanding of how we work. And because of this, we can work extremely fast and extremely effectively.
And that's Chris Hoff, one of our audio engineers, brilliant audio engineers. And we just have seconds to ask you to become a part of this partnership, to become a member of KALW. You can donate anything that works for you. Lots of people are donating $100. If that works for your budget, great. You can call us right now at 1-800-525-9917. Let's give out that number two more times. Chris.
1-800-525-9917.
Seth.
1-800-525-9917.
Could you guys do some cool sound effect with the phone number?
Yes, okay. We'll do that right now.
1-800-525-9917.
That's 1-800-525-9917.
This is your opportunity to join the Cross Currents team. We are mostly volunteer operated. We are a shoestring budget, and you can help us right now by either going to the website, kalw.org, or let's play that fancy little montage again.
1-800-525-9917.
That's 1-800-525-9917.
And let's talk about, we always end each show with a little bit of a musical, local music offering, letting people know of a local band that's playing somewhere near. So tell us who we're going to hear from today. Let's start the music.
Well, this is Connie Ducey. She started singing harmony with her parents when she was 3 and officially sang in public for the first time at age 9. She's been performing regularly at clubs and events around Northern California for the past dozen or so years. You can hear her Thursday at the Panama Hotel in San Rafael. Music starts about 7 p.m.
Let's listen a little bit more to her music.
I don't have to use my head. I got a small world.
So we just have seconds to go because we aren't interrupting the programming and we're going right now to fresh air. So please call us 1-800-525-9917. There is a little bit of urgency because we need to make sure that these non-interruption drives are working. So please call us right now. What's the number?
1-800-525-9917.
It's 1-800-525-9917.
Seconds to go. Please support Cross Currents. You can go to kalw.org. I'm Holly Kernan.
I'm Chris Hoff.
I'm Seth Samuel.
And we thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow. Now all you big wheels.